Mima Akva, is it true what you're saying that Tanufa is Makiv? If you don't do the Tanufa, you can't drink the wine. For a time you will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Zois Teres HaNazir. Like this is the law, this is the halachas of a Nazir. That Ridashin Bein Shiesh Le Kapayim, Bein Shein Le Kapayim. Whether the Nazir has hands, he has a palm, or he doesn't have hands. In other words, whether he could do the mitzvah tenufa, or whether he can't do the mitzvah tenufa. Still, you mekayim the mitzvah of Nazir. So Yizchur, you see clearly that tenufa is not makiv. That even though the Nazir does not have any palms, he doesn't have hands, and he can't do the mitzvah tenufa, so what? He's still mekayim the zayis teras haNazir. Fred Gemara, if so, the Elohot de Tanya, that we learn someplace else. The same type of a drasha. That the Pasuk says, Zois Teres HaNazir. This is the halacha is about a Nazir. And with Darshan it means to say, Bein Sheyesh Loisar, Bein Shein Loisar. Whether the Nazir has hair, or whether the Nazir is bald, he doesn't have any hair. Still, those are the mitzvahs of a Nazir, that a Nazir could finish his halachas. So the Chura here also, Hachi Nami, to Loi Ma'akva, that you want to tell me whenever it says the type of a drasha, of Zois Teres, that means whether yes, whether no, means to tell me that even without it, still you mekayim the mitzvah. Like that's your kasha, it says ben sheish lekapayim, or ben shein lekapayim. Mashm, even if he can't do the mitzvah tenufa, still he is mekayim the mitzvah of Nazir. So if so, here also you want to make the same type of a drasha, whether he has hair, or whether he doesn't have hair, he could finish his nazirus. For a time you will not like this. It says Nazir memoirat. What's going to be if you have a Nazir that's bald, that doesn't have any hair? His hair was all pulled out already. So, Beisham Mayimrim, Ein Sarach Lahavir Tara Roshay. You did not have to take the razor and put it over his head. Like, since there's no hair there, so there's no Indian to take a haircut there. So you don't even have to put the razor over his head. Beisilul says, no, Sarach Lahavir Tara Roshay. That you do have to put the razor over his head. And what's this machlokes Beisham Beisilu? And on this, the Omar Ravina says, Mayen Tzorach LeBeishamai. You know what Beishamai means to say that a person that's bald, we don't have to put the razor over his head. You know what that means to say? That means to say, Mayen Tzorach LeBeishamai, Ein Tzorach, means Ein Loi Takona. Means that there's no Takona. That this Nazir cannot finish his mitzvahs. Like he cannot never become, he can't become mutter to drink wine. That since he doesn't have any hair on his head, he won't be able to take a haircut. So it's makiv, he can't finish his halachas. Hold the Beis Hillel, yesh per takon. But according to Beis Hillel, there is a takona. But according to Beis Hillel though, he has to take the razor and put it over his head, even though it's not cutting off any hair. But our kopon, that alone is okay, that you could put the razor over his head. But our kopon, what we're saying though, Takasha, you're saying before, from Zois Teres HaNazir, Bein Sheyesh Lo Kapayim, Bein Shein Lo Kapayim, means to say, that even though you don't do the mitzvahs tenufa, still you could finish off your naziris. So that was your kasha. That you see, tenufa is not makiv, so I'll tell you, no, that's not pshat in the drasha. Because here we make the drasha bein sheyesh loisar, bein shein loisar. And you know what that means to say? It doesn't mean to say that if you don't take haircut, you're mekayim the mitzvah. You see, according to Beis Shammai, that if somebody is bald or doesn't have hair, he can't take haircut, he can't be mekayim the mitzvah's nazir. He has to remain a nazir. And according to Beis Hillel, you have to kopon and take the razor and put it over your head. Since so, you see clearly this drasha of bein sheyesh to bein shein loy could also mean that's makiv, that you have to have it. So therefore there's no kasha by us. That Rav got finished saying that tenufa is makiv, and that's true. If you don't do the mitzvah tenufa, the nazir does not become mutter. Either the pasuk says, bein sheyesh lekapayim, bein shein lekapayim, it doesn't mean to say that it's not makiv, it means to say that you have to have it. So Morris says now, v'hainu to Rav Pedos. This is like Rav Pedos says. The Yomer Rav Pedos says that Beis Shammai Rabbi Eliezer Omru Dover Echot. That Beis Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer both say the same thing. So my Rabbi Eliezer, what do you mean to add? Where is this Rabbi Eliezer's halacha? To Tanya, we learned like this. What's going to be Ein Loi Boihen Yad for Egel? what's going to be by a mitzvah. The mitzvah by a mitzvah is you have to put the shemen on his boy, on the thumb of his hands and the thumb of his feet. The Tanya. So what's going to be? Ein loy boy in yad. That's he doesn't have a thumb. For regal. So ein loy tyra lomis. Divi Rabbi Eliezer. He can never become tor. So you see, since the Torah says he's supposed to put the shemen on his thumb, and if he doesn't have a thumb, he can't become tor. So Beshamai says the same type of halacha also. That's here by a nazir. That if a nazir is bald, that he can't have a haircut, so he can't become mutter to drink wine. He can't finish his halachas. So you see that taka, it is makiv. That if you're bald, you can't have a haircut, it's makiv, you can't finish off your halachas. Rabbi Shimon says no. Yinichenu al makayma viyata. Even though the mitzvah does not have a thumb, does not have a thumb on the foot, so what? Put the shemen on that makam, on that meat where the thumb is supposed to be. That's enough. The chachamim say yaniach al shel smil viyata. In the case we don't have a right thumb and he has a left thumb, it's enough to put the shemen on the left thumb. That's enough. Rakol Ponim would be Miyashiv, it's not a kasha to Rav, that Rav says, Tanufa is Ma'akev by Nazir, and that could be the locus, like a true. That's what the Pasuk says, Ben Widashin, Zoyz Teres and Nazir, Ben Shiesh Loi Kapayim, Ben Shein Loi Kapayim, could still mean it's Ma'akev. Just means to say that if he has hands, he can do the mitzvah Tanufa, he'll give him a kind of mitzvah. And if he doesn't have hands, he can't be Mekayim the mitzvah, it's not a Ma'akev, he can't be Mekayim. Tavu Gemara says, Lishnachrina, another lashon, another way of saying this is like this. That Amri lo, Lishnachrina Amri lo, that Amar Rav. You know what Rav said? Rav said like this. That Tanufa binozir makeves, that Tanufa tak is like we had before. Tanufa is makif. If a nozir does not do the mitzvah Tanufa, he does not become mutter to drink the wine. So Mar says, Aliba the man. Who is Rav saying this? Ilay maliba de Rabbi Eliezer pshita. Homer Rabbi Eliezer acha maisim kulam. So this lashon is that's pshita. Rav is not telling us according to Rabbi Eliezer. If Rabbi Eliezer says that by a nazir all the mitzvahs are makiv, if you don't have all the mitzvahs, he can't drink his wine yet. So pshita tenufa is also makiv. If you don't do the tenufa, pshita the nazir cannot drink his wine. So Rav is not telling us this according to Rabbi Eliezer. Elo aliba de Rabbanim. But rather, Rav is saying, according to the Rabbanan Shita. So Gemara asks, how could that be? Hash de yesh loyman. Now, for sure, I will tell you that tigalachas. Ami Rabbanan loymakvo. The Rabbanan Shita is that even if the nazir does not take a haircut at all, still, after he brought his first korban, he could drink wine. So tenufa mi boi. For sure, if he doesn't do this mitzvah of tenufa, of lifting up the zroya with the two matzis, Avadi should be here to the mitzvah. So Gemara says, O miloi makfa, no. Is it not makiv? No. For a time you will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Zoyis teras ha-nozir. And we dash in from this, it means to tell us that bein chiyesh lo kapayim, hu bein shen lo kapayim. Whether the nozir has hands, whether he doesn't have hands. So, the chur we need to make the drush, what it means to say is now, like we said before, that's taka makiv. And if you don't have hands, you can't do the mitzvah tenufa, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. For the Gemara, v'yelohod etanya, that's what we learned, zois teres ha-nozir, ben sheyesh lo sar, ben shen lo sar, whether he has hair or doesn't have hair, his hachinami demakvi, you want to tell me then, by this way of learning, shan the pasuk here, the pasuk means to say, that you need it. And if you don't have it, you're not yoytzi, you can't finish in his ears. So you mean to tell me if a person does not hear that he can't take hikr smakiv, he can't eat, drink wine. For a tanya, we learned like this, that nozir memoirat. What's the loch of a nozir that's bald? You don't have to take a razor over his head. And the habimina is that if you can't do it, so you don't have to. But mashma, you still finish off your mitzvah of nozir, and he could drink wine. So you see, we don't make this type of a drasha, bein sheyesh lo, bein shein lo, means it's makiv. Uday silu loyim, the silu says, tzorech, that you have to take the razor over his head. But I call upon the Havmini, you see, according to Beis Shammai, that even without a haircut, still you yate to the mitzvah. So chura bein sheyesh lo kapayim, bein lein lo kapayim, shemin, even if he doesn't have hands to do the mitzvah tenufa, still he should be the kind of the mitzvah. he could finish off his Nazirus. So Gemara says, no, Omer Rabbi Avino, might Tzorach LeBeis Hillel. You know what that means to say? Tzorach Veim LeTakono. And LeBeis Shammai Yesh LeTakono. But according to LeBeis Shammai, there is a Takono. They're just the opposite. According to LeBeis Shammai, he's supposed to take the raisin and put it over his head. And according to LeBeis Hillel, he means to say Tzorach, and there's no Eitzah. Hopefully the Rav does. According to this chat, he argues the way Rav Dos learns the machloik is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Because Rav Dos before is the one that said that Rav Lezer and Beis Shammai said the same thing. So I call upon this the Lishna Achrina, another way to say this, that the Svaras are just the opposite. The way we came out before, that's the way the Gemara now wants to say now. Benachanami, Rav Lechur is saying that Tanufa is Makiv, that's the way Rav holds. But Avad Loch is not the way. Loch we hold like the Rabbanan Shita, that the Galachas is not Makiv, Huadin Tanufa is also not Makiv. Even though the Nazir does not do the Tanufa, still after his Korban, he could drink wine. So like the Mishnah. Gilach al Hazevach. Let's say the Nazir first brought a Korban, and then he took his haircut. Gilach al Hazevach. That's Talocha. That a Nazir is supposed to take the haircut first after he brought his Korban. Or at least one korban. Lechatchil it's supposed to be after the shlamim. But we had before any one of the korbanos that he brings, if he takes his haircut, he's yoitza. Now what's going to be, he took his haircut after one of the korbanos, but for nimsa posel, it came out that the korban was posel. So he says it means either nishpach domoi, or yotza, nitma, something happened to this korban and became posel. Either the dam got spilled out, or went out of the base of Migdash, so that's posel, so this korban is no good. And the Nazir took his haircut already. So Locher is Tigalachtoi Psula. His haircut is no good. He's not Mekayim the mitzvah of his haircut. Uzvochev Le'oluloi. And his korban doesn't help for him either. So Toysu is not on top. Toysu is Tigalachtoi Psula. Tohoyulu Vishas Tigalachtoi Le'nizrak Afilu Echad Min Adomim. Since it comes out now at the time he took his haircut, not even one korban was brought the right way. Hevele Kigalach. It comes as if he had a haircut done to him now after the 30 days true, but if it was done before he brought his korbanos, it's no good. According to Reb Lezer, it's only 6 to 7 days, and according to the Rabbanan, you have to wait another 30 days. So that's what our Mishnah says. He has to wait now another 30 days before he can take a second haircut. And then he first has to bring his korbanos in.
Well,
that the galachtoi is psula, and the zvachav also doesn't help. What about though gilach halachatis? Again, the Nazir Torah is supposed to bring a chatis or shlomim and a noila. Let's say he brought the korban chatis, but the kohen made it shloim l'shmo. Either the shchita, the zrika, the dalar avoidis, any one of them, the kohen did it shloim l'shmo. He didn't have in mind to do it l'shem chatis. He had in mind to do it l'shem another korban. And the locher is the chatis is psula. And then they brought the rest of his korbanos lishmon. They brought the oil and the shlamim the right way. So the loch is like this: tigalach toiv sula. The haircut that he took is no good because he took his haircut after they brought the korban chatis, which is sula. Since the korban, the kohen, the shas, the shchito, the halacha, or the kabbalah, the zrika, had in mind the shem of the korban, that's the locha by a chatis, the korban is psula. So since the korban is psula, when he took his haircut now, it was shlekedin, he didn't have a korban brought yet. So therefore the haircut is like seiser, his din is nazirus. He has to count another 30 days. And therefore it's not a mokum now to bring korbanos. So therefore even if he brought the next two korbanos now, the korban he brought doesn't help, because now is not the time to bring the korban. He has to first bring the korban when he finishes his nazirus. Here that he took a haircut before the korban, it says to the yomim, so he has to do it over again now. What about a bigger chiddush now? Gilach al oila. The nazir had his korban oila brought. And after the korban oila was brought, he took a haircut. Oyal ha-shlamim. Or else he had the korban shlamim brought, and then he took his haircut. But these two korbanos, the oila or the shlamim, was brought shalei l'shmon. That the Kohen made the Shrita or any one of the Dalar Avoidis with intentions of a different carbon. Then the Yachakach, he brought the other two carbonists, Lishmon. to did it the right way, still the locher is to galach toy psula. The meister still, his haircut is no good. He took his haircut after the korban shlomim was brought, but the shlomim was brought shalom lishmon. It was not brought l'shem the korban nazir, it was brought l'shem another korban. So even though the locher is the korban, the kashra korban, but it doesn't help for the nazir. It's not considered like the nazir had a korban brought for him, for his nazirus. Therefore, you have no right to take a haircut. Since you have no right to take a haircut, to the galachta is psula, it's like it took a haircut in the middle of the nazirus. That the locher, by after malais, that the locher according to the rabbanon is that it's seifah. The melo zvachib lo yeloloi. The other two kabbonis that he brought also doesn't help for him. Because now is not the time for his kabbonis. Since he has to start over again, it's not the time now to bring the kabbonis. So this doesn't help. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Shimon says, Oysi azevech loy ololoy. This korban that they brought now, the shlomim shlel lishmon, doesn't help for him. Avo shaz vachim oilu. But the rest of the kabbonis do help. The other ones help. So Rashi learns, the Tosfos says, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Oysi azevech shnish shlel lishmon, loy ololoy shem choyva. But tzorach lovi zerach hachem koymoy. V'shach lozvachim ololoy, Rabbi Shimon Gemara. Diyama megaleach al shalmin adav yotza. According to Reb Shimon, even if you take your haircut, after bringing a shalmei nedava, you also yotze the haircut. So Mela, if you had a shlomim brought first, even though the Koyin brought it shalom lishmon, it wasn't brought in attentions for Nazir's korban. It was brought for another korban. So halacha is the Nazir is not yotze his chayv. He still has to have another shlomim brought. But our koponim is considered that the haircut is a kosher haircut. Because it's not worse than bringing a shlomim l'shein nedava. So Reb Shimon holds the haircut is a good haircut. Therefore, the other two korbanos that were brought are good. Just this one korban that you brought shalom l'shmon, you have to have it over again. But then the Mishnah ends off. V'im gilach al shloshton. Let's say though, first you brought all your three korbanos, and then the nazir first took his haircut. V'nim se'echot mi'am kosher, and it came out that any one of these three are kosher. Then the lochri is tegalach toik shera. His haircut is also a good haircut. Because that's what we have the Mishnah before. That for the Eved, if he takes the haircut on any one of the three kabbonis, as long as it's a kosher korban, the haircut is good. So here that he had all his three kabbonis brought. This nazir had his oila, his shlomim, his chatas brought. And then he had his haircut. And now we found out that two of the kabbonis were posel. As long as one of them is kosher, the haircut is good. And all he has to do is v'yovi shas vachim. All he has to do now is bring the other two kabbonis that are possible. So the kids, so that's the side of our Mishnah. The side of our Mishnah again that a nazir first has the right to take his haircut after he at least brought one korban. If he takes his haircut before he brought a korban, it's no good. And the locher is its seiser. You have to, because of that, start over again another 30 days. But once you have one korban good, then the haircut is good. Then if anything went wrong with the other kabbonis, you just have to bring those kabbonis over again. It's more so like this. Omer Ravada Barava. Zoysa Meres, from our Mishnah we hear, we understand that you know what the Pshan Reb Shimon is? Ksavar Reb Shimon, Nozir Shegilach, Al Shalmei Nedova Yotza. Reb Shimon said a chiddush in the Mishnah, that even though the Nazir only had his korban shlomim brought, and the Kohen brought it shalom lishmon, the Kohen had in mind l'shem another korban. So the locher is, the nazir is not yotzei chayv with this korban. It's not called he's brought a shlomim l'shem naziris. But the korban itself is kosher. So Reb Shimon holds, since the korban is kosher, l'maisa the haircut the nazir took is also good. Why? Because Reb Shimon holds that a nazir shegilach al shalmei nedava. Even if the shlomim was not brought l'shem naziris at all, it was only brought for regular shlomim for nedava, he's also yotze. My timer, what's the reason? What's Reb Shimon's reason? The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, V'nosan aloish, asher tachas zevach ha-shlomim, v'loikosev al-shlomov. The Pasuk doesn't say that he has to have the haircut done al-shlomov, which would be mashma, the korban shlomim that was brought for him. Doesn't say that that korban had to be brought l'shem ha-nozir, to call it a korban of a nozir. It just says the nosan, you take the hair and put it aloish asher tachas zevach ha-shlomim. Mashma, any type of a korban shlomim that you have, then if you took your haircut, you are yotze. So that's from Shimon Shita. That even though the shlomim is not yotzi dechavosoi. It was done shelo lishmon. So the nazir is not yotzi. It's not considered like he brought his korban shlamim lishem the nazirus. But since our koponim, the korban is kosher, the kohanim have a right to do the rest of the avoid and eat the meat. It's considered like you have a korban shlamim here. And that's enough according to Rav Shimon. As long as the korban shlamim was brought, that's enough.